This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
Yes, sir.
Time for the Falcons Report.
Stop! Big Beasley slams it through the gut to touchdown Atlanta. Julio, touchdown. Oh, my goodness.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
We are live in Las Vegas. It is Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We're getting you ready for Andre Ward, Sergey Kovalev. Here's the deal. They don't like each other. The weigh-in's about to happen. There may be some fireworks during the weigh-in. I think it's going to be a really entertaining fight tomorrow night. It's live on HBO pay-per-view. And, guys, we'll talk more about the fight as we have a few guests that will stop by between now and 7 o'clock. But right now it is time to talk about these Falcons, Mike. In minicamp. Is over. They break camp, and now it is about, you know, basically 30 days or so of rest and relaxation. Guys, make sure they're maintaining being in shape. Mm-hmm. And Dan Quinn said, as guys left, that the number one thing that these guys have to do is protect the team. And how do you do that? Stay out of trouble.
Right. And you know, we were kicking around to start the show about – Carl asked, do you worry about anybody on the team? I said, no. I just – like any other guy who grew up in a tough neighborhood, whether he plays in baseball, football, basketball, just worry when guys, some guys go home
yep.
that everything's cool. But aside from that, I think we got some really good guys. We got guys that have some swagger, some edge, but they keep their head on straight.
Well, I'm not worried about this group. I think this group is going to be focused. I think they're on a mission.
You better just listen.
To get back to where they were. And I'm not concerned with any particular player on this team. Now, given, guys, life happens. You know, circumstances happen. If something crazy transpires and the Falcons have to deal with it, that's just kind of what it is. But I'm saying I'm not worried about this team like I might be if we were the Cincinnati Bengals with some of the players that they have. So
right.
With that said, Dan Quinn reminding guys to basically stay focused. And I want you to hear what Quinn had to tell the media about, you know, building the culture of this football team. Every year is different. You've got very, you know, similar players, but some of the coaches are different, and the culture will be a little bit different this year with this team.
Our veteran players were impressed by this group of men and where they're headed collectively as an attitude. We're trying like crazy to create this culture here that's one of the most unique in all of pro sports, of where players are accountable to one another, pushing each other to see how far they can take it. And this group is a good one. We're excited to see how far they can go.
The emphasis on the passing game, as Juan McClure from ESPN.com reported yesterday.
How'd you get that
talked
report?
About it. Well, I saw it on ESPN. There's some things I can't get on Twitter, but I can get it, you know, get from the ESPN.
All right, all right.
Please, Juan, unblock me. Don Terry Poe, Jack Crawford, you know, how these guys work in. More depth, man. Better depth than we've ever had, right? You would agree with me on that.
No doubt.
So now, how do we work it? And I know a lot of guys, and we talked a little bit about Dwight Freeney yesterday. Like, we'd love to have the guy, just for all the intangibles and the stuff that he brings in that locker room. But maybe Dan has a plan. Maybe they don't. Maybe it'll be last minute. Maybe it'll come out of the blue like it kind of did last summer. With Dwight.
Dan talking about DQ, talking about takeaways from minicamp. What did he get out of this minicamp? What does he think the guys got out of it?
There's a lot of things to take away, and the first one we wanted to make sure, could we really function as a group offensively, defensively, without the coaches' communication? Them signaling the personnel situation, that was as important as anything, to see us function as a group.
So, listen, they've gotten a lot accomplished here between OTAs and now minicamp. And right before training camp starts, Mike. But, you know, as we said, this team is intact. The offense is intact. The system is intact. Yes, we have a new defensive coordinator, but Dan Quinn's going to put his stamp on that with Marquand Manuel.
Right.
I think we've upgraded, in my opinion, the D-line coach with Brian Young. I'm curious to see the development of some of our D-linemen. And now you add a veteran in Poe who's going to help Grady Jarrett.
Right.
We may be as good as we've been in a very long time in that interior defensive front.
Falcon Report brought to you by Domino's, guys. A large three-topping pizza, $7.99 from your neighborhood Domino's. Carry out only. Get a pizza, why don't you? It's Friday night, bro. We heard from Devontae, as you mentioned earlier, that thinks like he feels that things are going to get done, and he seems like he's, you know, kind of – if there was any kind of weirdness, I think it was more dictated from the agent, and I think it was more about how the fan base, who didn't really – let's be honest, we don't really hear things like that from Falcon players the last couple of years, you know. Devontae's not the reason the Falcons lost the Super Bowl. Yeah, he made a bonehead play if it played out the way we think it did. But there was also, you know, holding penalties. And we're going to have to tell you about all the things that didn't go down in the fourth quarter. But I think, you know, some folks out there that say he shouldn't get that contract, I'm not seeing what you're seeing, Carl. You did the numbers. 27 touchdowns over the last 2 years. You know, he's combined for 2,100 yards rushing. He's money. And with Coleman, it's a perfect package. But he is worth $7.5 million, man. That would be the number I'd throw at him. But I think his agent might be, what, eight?
Yeah, six to
but
eight.
But nobody's getting the double digits now at running back. That's one thing. How about this? We can disagree with some guys out there about Devontae. I say you got to give him the money. But one thing I think we can agree upon is the running backs don't cost as much. As much as you're going to shell out, it's not as expensive as it once was. And I guess the logic some people throw out there is, well, running backs grow on trees these days. Well, half the NFL didn't have a 1,000-yard rusher last year.
Yeah, I'm not a big believer in that. And the notion also is he just fits so well with what we're doing.
Right.
You know, that's the other part of it. So, for me, as Free tells the AJC and D Orlando Ledbetter, that he anticipates that it will get done. He's been a full participant in some of these, you know, in all of the OTAs and in the minicamp. He's not been a distraction or a problem. And so entering the final year, he's making $1.8 million. And he's just simply outperformed the contract. Now, I know there are some guys out there who say, Dukes, man, the contract is the contract. You come in as a rookie, this is what you sign.
Right.
This is what you get. But we've seen teams, and teams do this all the time, when a guy outperforms his deal, and it's kind of what Odell Beckham's going through right now. Odell Beckham's another guy who's outperformed his deal. He should be one of the highest paid wide receivers in the league. He's not. So, you know, at some point the Giants are going to have to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. I would tell you that in this day and age, and however you want to define elite, that Devontae Freeman is an elite running back in
right.
the NFL.
And again, perfect fit for this system. And how much more power running? Are we going to run the ball a little bit more? I just think it's a matter of when you run the ball more. Late in the games, which I still think, despite getting to the Super Bowl, Kyle Shanahan would get away from time to time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.